Sue, why are there two of you?
I only see one of her.
Yeah, I haven't let the other one in yet.
It's him. Could be an imposter.
Not working right for her.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Were you on the trustees handbook book club last night?
I was.
I think we're doing really well.
Well, yeah, there's a few things we should be doing differently, probably.
Okay, we'll talk about it. We don't have to talk about it tonight. But yeah.
I was going
to
say, not tonight.
Yeah, not tonight. Hi, Artis. Hi, Arlene.
Hey, Kate.
Hi, Arlene. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
No skiing weather yet for me.
No, it's either too cold, icy.
Well, there's also too much, okay. Too much snow to go. Yeah.
Well, I'm a snowshoer. I don't ski.
Yeah. So. I need somebody else to make a trail for me.
Yeah. Breaking trail is the hard part. Okay, Jane, we all pale in comparison. I'm not even going to ask what the weather is. We don't want to know.
Okay, I won't tell you. I don't want to rub salt in your wound.
Well, you're missing the wonderful why we have winter to have snow.
I know, but I'll take sun.
Or snow in our faces.
I'm sure we're still going to have snow when I come back in March.
So. We'll save a couple snowstorms for you.
Thanks. Everybody good?
So far.
Everybody that I know.
Good. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So which Sue do we have? We have two Sue. There's Fred.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Fred.
Am I muted? I guess I got it.
There's Sue.
Hello. My feed is awful choppy. I might need to go through my phone.
Okay, we got here.
All right, I just lost. I'm going to have to come back.
Hi, Santina.
That's better.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
Sue. We're just waiting for Jane to come back, then we can get started.
Okay, so she's out here twice.
Yeah, she's having trouble with her connection, so she's duplicating services.
I
There she is.
Here I am. My computer had very choppy service.
So you're on your phone?
I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
Yep. Much better.
Okay. Jane is back. Hi, Jane. You're back.
Yeah.
All right. I think the gang's all here. It's 6:31 and we can call a meeting to order. Public comment? I guess none. And then we're looking at the minutes. I'm sure everyone had time to look at the minutes. So motion to approve the minutes of December 15th.
I'll so do move. That, Arlene.
Whoa, everybody at once. I heard Jim and Arlene and I think Fred. So.
I'll do the second. Let Jim do the first.
Arlene, okay. Jim, Arlene, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Any opposed or no abstaining, I guess, because everyone was here last month. All right. Treasurer's report.
Any questions on the financials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go first, Fred.
Oh. There's so many blanks out in this report that it's hard to follow. I'm looking at page 1 of 3 in the PDF version, and I don't see anything down there for lawn care or snow plowing. That may be meaning the contract hasn't submitted a bill in the last year. But is that so, Deb?
Yes, that is true.
Do you think Creative Lawn Care will ever submit a bill?
Yes, I'm sure they will.
I don't see how he could stay in business and pay his people within a week or so performing the work. Oh yeah, that was one of them. That's a page 1 of 3. On page 2 of 3. Website domain expense. We budgeted $130 and we apparently spent $706. Is there a reason behind that? 543% of budget?
We talked about that back when it happened. It's because the site lock was more than I budgeted for because I forgot that it was this year.
Say that again now. We charged the money against.
I didn't budget enough for that line.
Okay.
I told you all that when I did it.
Okay, so this will be corrected in next year's budget, presumably.
Well, next year there won't be a fee because we pay for 3 years at a time.
Oh, okay. All righty. And I'm a little confused that the way the program expense of 5571 is stuck in here at 800% of budget, but apparently it's been offset by, it's just the way the books are kept, it's not confusing. Equipment purchases grant, same kind of an idea. There's no budget at all. And we spent $4,000 on equipment and that's put down there as 100%, not in a larger amount. And then we get down to the bottom of the page, page 2, state retirement system. The budget was, we've already paid 110%. Do we expect to spend any more money on the retirement system during the second half of the year? Or does that all get paid in the first half?
I believe that's paid for the year.
Paid for the year, the first half, okay. And then down here at the bottom of the same page, let's see. I did a straight edge. Administrative payroll is $24,000 and change. And we've already spent 100% of that? No, there's no budget amount, I guess, the problem. Is that right? And everybody else is in 77002 staff payroll and employee benefit for 27628. But once again, no budget. And yet it shows we spent 100% of budget.
It's always going to do that. That's the way QuickBooks works. If you do not have a budget and you spend anything, then it puts down 100%.
Well, should we be putting in a budget number? I mean, this apparently is where we're spending a significant amount of money on staff salaries. Is that not so?
Yes, but if you look at the total budget, the salaries and wages, I mean, there is a budgeted item for that. And we're 50% spent on that. So it
okay.
We're all right.
It's just hard to follow. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Because you have to get out there to line 7,700 to ignore the ones above, and we have spent 52,000 out of 107, which is 49%, which is about right for halfway through the year. Okay, all right. It's just not very easy for an outsider like me. That's it. Those are my comments.
So I have a question because I'm not really good, adept at reading these. The same page Fred was talking about, 2 of 3. Total program expense, 700-800%. And he mentioned that. And then library equipment purchase, 600%. So,
but some of that apparently was part of a grant.
Okay.
And yet this report seems to mix together the grants on the regular operating budget, which makes it confusing.
Okay.
Apparently, all the money flows through this, even though we don't budget it that way. And Jim is looking very happy there in his corner.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, as long as we ask every single month to have it explained, you know.
And then it was. We'll find the same things again next month.
Yeah, maybe we should.
No,
it gives us something to talk about.
Harley normally has some very well thought out questions.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
She
understands this thing, and she's.
I've gotten used to the quirks in it.
Okay.
For the most part,
I'm right behind you, Arlene. I'm going to get used to the quirks. Okay. Well, any other questions for Jim? Go ahead, Jim.
I was going to, like, the program expenses. We know that we don't budget for some of those things because we get grants or donations to cover them. So that kind of messes it up a little bit. It looks like we're way overspent on some things, and we're not because we have other money. I would like to do something to fix that. I have an idea or two, but the bookkeeper has been so busy trying to straighten out this AUD stuff that I've been very reluctant to approach her.
Busy trying to straighten out which stuff?
The annual update report.
Okay.
Is it? And I need to apologize and take the blame for not sitting on top of this much better than I have been. And we haven't filed a required report with the controller for 3 years now.
Oh.
And that's holding up this year's audit, because the auditors have said, I'd like to see the past 2 or 3 years on the AUDs, and we don't have them. And Deb is aware of this. Deb's, you know, in communication with them. And the poor bookkeeper walked into this thing blind. And she didn't know that these things weren't done. Yeah. I should have. And I plead stupidity, I guess, or incompetence. That's it. I should have been on top of it and raised heck that these things haven't been done.
Should we hire some part-time help to sort this thing out? Help prepare the work?
I don't know, Deb.
I would agree the bookkeeper's got a lot of work to do on a regular monthly basis, month in, month out.
What do you think, Deb? Should we hire somebody additional help?
To do what?
To help Deb with the books. I'm not sure, you know, who you would hire and at this point.
Right. I mean, well, if she spends extra time, she's able to do the AUD, which is what she did when she finished one of them.
So does she have time, and is there money in the budget for extra hours for her?
Well, there may not be in this budget, but it's an opportunity to consider putting it into next year's budget. So it won't be 4 months, 4 years at arrears.
But hopefully we don't have to wait until next year.
Yeah, so that's why I asked because you have some pad for extra hours, right? For the bookkeeper?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right.
What year did you just submit?
I don't know which year it is. She told me and I didn't write it down. I just know that she still has two more to do.
I would assume the two before Deb came aboard. The other
right. day. There were two when she came on. I thought there was only one.
So she probably just hit 18.
And as far as asking the question, is there money for her to do it, to take the time? It doesn't matter. It's got to be done. So
right.
Well, I think it might pay her for additional hours.
That would
make sense. What we've been doing the last month, so she can get it done.
Yeah.
She's been making progress. It's not like it's totally hopeless, but
correct. And I really believe that the next one will not be as difficult because now she'll have done one. Mm-hmm. I mean, the issue is these are not easy to do. And if you've never, even if you've done them before, they're hard. But if you've never done them before, it's learning a whole new language.
So moving on. Any other questions? Any that we can answer? I mean,
well, I just want to assure you, I can't speak for the board, but we're not going to fire you, Jim. We accept your apology.
Well, I'm not shooting to be fired, and I will. You know, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to resign because in light of this scandal. But nonetheless, I want you to know, I'm aware that I'm not doing everything I should be doing, and I will try harder.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay,
so moving on.
Okay.
Moving on, approval of bills and receipts log. If you picked up a packet at the library, they were kind of organized by dates, and so you would have to pull them apart to put, so we'll do the general operating checking first. And I have three pages for that. So we'll do that first, then operating grants. So we're looking at general operating checking 12/11 through 12/24, 2021, starting with the U.S. Treasury and including payroll. There are no questions. I'll move on. General operating checking 12/25 through 21 through 1/7/22. There is avoided, with the exception of avoided check 8590 to Amazon.
Replaced with 8406, which doesn't appear on this report. 8406. Replaced with 8604. Where does that check 8604 appear? I'm looking. This one ends with 8603, which is a payroll check on 1/7. Then I look at the next one in this series. It's 1/8 through 1/21, and the next check number is 8605. And so the check that
I misspoke, Fred. It's 8590. That is.
Wait a minute.
Voided.
Well,
he's talking about the replacement.
8590 was voided. But there's a note on this thing that I printed out on my computer, which says it was replaced with check 8604.
It's in the middle of that page, Bill.
8604.
The other asterisks that she has.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's covered up with this signature sticker on the bottom.
But no, it's right in the middle of the page.
Oh, right before payroll.
Okay, out of order. All right, all right. That was approved. Okay, all righty. I'll be quiet.
We already approved that. Okay, that's fine. Don't be quiet, Brad. Okay. Next page, general operating checking, 1822 through 1122.
Okay.
Again, U.S. Treasury and payroll. Okay, we'll go on to the operating grants checking account. Looking at 12/11/21 through 12/24/21, there is one item. Next page, operating grants checking. 12/25 through
1/7/22. 1/8. No.
The next one is 1/8, Fred. We're looking for 12/25. Three items.
Yeah, I don't have the package printed up by the library.
Okay, so it's 12/25 through 1/7. It's a gift and donation, a deposit for $46, a payment to Amazon for $1,741, and an e-pay to Visa for $926.23. The next page is 1/8 through 1/21/22, operating grants checking, one item.
Okay.
All right, next page I have the Visa bill as of January 16th.
Oh, Visa. Yeah.
I don't know if I need to mention that there's a difference because the sales tax credit is
still... Please leave a message after the tone.
There's a difference here because the sales tax credit has not come through. Is that right?
Returning Mr. Jim Hansel's call about the snowblower. So I'm just getting back to you today. I didn't get the message until late.
What do I hear?
My answering.
I need my answering machine too.
No, like Jim's got a problem.
No, it's my answering machine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, we're distracting here. So we're on the Visa page as of January 16th. There's a difference in the amount because of the sales tax. So
yeah,
I don't know. That hasn't been credited yet.
Trying to get the money back. Are we paying the Amazon folks with a credit card on a regular basis now?
No.
Okay. Just on 12/26 and 12/28 then.
Those are magazine renewals. For some reason, they won't let us do that on our Amazon business account. We have to do it on a credit card.
Okay.
Okay. Oops, I'm in trouble. My page. And the final page is the receipts log 12/9/21 through 1/11/22. Okay. So we're looking for a motion to approve the bills, the bill payments, general operating checking 12/11/21 through 12/24/21. General operating checking 12/25 through 1/7/22, with the exception of a voided check of 8590. General operating checking 1/8 through 1/21/22. Operating grants checking 12/11/21 through 12/24/21. Operating grants checking 12/25/21 through 1/7/22. Operating grants checking 1/8/22 through 1/21/22. The Visa bill for January 16th. In the amount of $535.90. And the receipts log for 12/9/21 through 1/11/22. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Fred?
Yep.
Second?
I'll second. Sue?
Sue? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. All right. Thank you. On to the director's report.
It looks like she's been very busy. I guess.
Yeah. So that must have been fun hearing back from Dazney.
You're amusing.
Well, do you have positive vibes about it, Deb, or not?
He's a very nice man. I just don't understand why we keep having the same conversation, in which I've already sent him the information. And then he asked me to explain the same thing. And I don't know, I'm hoping that this time he's fine. But when I sent it to him, what he asked for, I specifically said to him again, please let me know that you got this email. And he didn't. So we'll see.
So did he just find the email from August, or did you rattle his cage?
No, he called me.
Okay.
And he said, I still haven't heard from you from when I last called you. And I said, that's not true. I sent you several emails. And he said, the last one I got was, and then he said, oh, it was in August. I said, yes, I know. So I'm not sure.
Okay. Any questions for Deb? Comments? Very busy. Oh, I saw something I was going to ask you. No, I didn't mark it, so never mind. Are we all set with the director's report? Anyone have questions or comments for Deb?
Yeah.
No. Well, thank you. Thorough as usual.
Welcome.
All right, correspondence, Galway Food Pantry thank you letter. It's very nice.
Just in case anybody's curious, and I'm only bringing this up because Jim had asked earlier, he wanted to know what they were really thanking us for back in October when we did the community give back. We had gotten a number of donations at that point. I don't remember exactly how many bags or boxes we took over there, but it was at least 6 to 8 full of things. So I was very happy with the community's input.
That's great. All right, we're on to Friends Report, Ardeth.
Well, we met last night, and
all the plans that we were talking about in November have now been put on hold. Seems premature to set any date for anything. But we did talk about the possibility of the paint and sips that we had in the past were always well received. And we talked about the possibility of working with Bob Trees to see if we could have one outside when the weather gets appropriate for that. And we expect we'll be able to do the Memorial Day weekend book sale, but none of it's definite as yet, as you all know. So that's about where we are. And we did find the papers from when the Friends originally got their 501c status. So
they, where did you find them, Artis?
They were in papers that Amanda had. She was the president. Somehow she had a box of papers that hadn't gotten to Becky. And Amanda wasn't at the last couple of meetings with her work schedule being the way it is. So it finally all caught up with it. We caught up with each other, and now we have that, but we need somebody to explain what it says. So it's sort of in process. It's a very tax code oriented piece of paper.
Jermaine has looked at it and says this is exactly what she was hoping. Yep.
Oh, okay. Great.
Thank you.
That's a big, big progress. Thank you, Artis. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your report.
Sure.
All right. On to standing committees, buildings and grounds. Sue?
The only thing I have to report is I did speak with Debbie to ask her to get prices on trees so we can be first on the agenda to get them planted this spring. But other than that, I have nothing more to report.
Okay. Thank you. Jim, back to you.
Just a question on buildings and grounds.
Go ahead.
Last winter, there were issues and problems with leakage due to ice dams on the roof. Any evidence of that so far? There's been very little snow.
So far, we're fine.
But I hope we're keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll know when it leaks.
Yeah, unfortunately, we'll keep an eye on us, right?
It'd be nice to take corrective action before it leaks. So.
Under the Finance Committee, as I mentioned previously, the audit has moved along. There still is a roadblock there, but now we know what the roadblock is. It isn't just that they're doing nothing and this stuff is buried. The partners have looked at it and they've come back with this question about the AUD reports. So. That's I guess some progress. It doesn't help get the audit done any quicker, I guess, until we can get them some. I don't know if we can get them some.
He said that I could give him. Well, not me. It's Debbie, because I don't know where she has it filed at the moment. But that he would take the last one that was filed.
Okay. Excellent. The other thing, the Finance Committee met, and we talked about some of the finance policies, particularly the one that talks about saving funds from this year's operating fund to cover the first part of the following year's operating fund. And it needs work. That policy definitely needs work. And so we'll have to get on that. In fact, Kate and I attended a virtual seminar last night on finance and budgeting and whatnot. And really, there's a number of things we probably should be looking at. The way we do this claims committee. We could probably eliminate some of the work at our meetings if we structured it just slightly different. Keeping the committee in place, but having them recommend approval of the expenditures and whatnot. So we don't have to go through every single detail. Large libraries may have, hordes of people on the board, and they don't do that. They don't waste. It's not a waste of people or if the job's getting done, but I think there's things we can do better, and Kate and I will share notes here soon and try and see what we can do better.
Meaning mostly Jim, because he's the finance. Meaning mostly you, because you're our finance guru.
Yeah. Okay.
Jim, I have to say that, I think I conveyed this years ago after I'd been to a workshop, that everything I hear says that the board at least should be able to look at every single bill like we've been doing and ask questions if we must. And actually, there are some big downstate libraries that actually the board meets once a month. And they actually sit down and go through every bill. So I don't think that that's unusual. Not that I want us not to be able to save time, but I think that we have to be careful to make sure that the board indeed does have oversight.
Yeah, like I say, structured things differently too. There was another issue brought up is that that we're supposed to be sending out material that we have at our meetings that's part of the agenda at our meetings. We're supposed to make that public, and some of it is sensitive. I mean, financially sensitive information. And what they said last night is that, you should bring that information to the meeting, but you don't have to necessarily say you're going to go over all of that information. You may say, okay, we're going to approve the bills, but you can do it as a block. They should all be reviewed, and they put, I think they put more credence to the claims committee and what they say, but that's just my views from what I remember from the thing. So I've got to review it with somebody else that has looked at it. But there may be some things we can do, maybe not.
Absolutely, this doesn't take away that as the board members we look at everything. We get those emails and we look at those bills. So
they did say that you should send the bills like we've been doing.
Yeah.
So we would definitely.
We've been in compliance.
Yeah,
for sure.
I have another
figure question. Out if it needs any tweaking and make a recommendation or not,
I have another question for Jim. I don't know if it was last month or the month. Well, it was last month when we decided to order the copier. Did you have a chance to ask the opinion of the auditor of whether that indeed should come under, come out of the capital fund or the operating fund?
Yes, I did talk to the auditor, and we should have a limit on equipment. That if it's above a certain amount, it's capital. And it can be whatever we set, but if you set it too low, then that's kind of a nuisance thing in the bookkeeping and whatnot. $1,000 was what the bookkeeper said was, not the what the auditor, yeah, the CPA said was a fairly common value. So anything that costs more than $1,000 should be capitalized. Therefore, it should come out of capital.
Okay. And is that something then we should revise finance policies to reflect that?
Yes, we should.
Sure. Okay. And so that would include things like the copier and essentially all the computers would go in that same category.
Yes.
As investments, not expenses.
Yes, if it's over $1,000.
Yeah.
Now, if you buy, if they're $999 and you buy five of them, I guess you can.
Well, is it? Might, yeah.
You might, whatever works best for you, but I would think that would be a capital expense.
Could be. Because computers have a lifetime of 3, 4, 5 years, generally.
Right.
They don't get burned up in the year they're purchased, in other words.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Arlene. And Jim, all the input. So we'll move on to the long range plan. Oh, personnel. Okay, just sorry. Go ahead, Arlene.
Okay. Just to say that I have not done anything about putting the updates that we talked about into form that Deb can then post. When we had our meeting, I had my family here, and it turned out they stayed a couple weeks later. So I didn't do anything else but that. They just left. I was very lucky to have them for 5 weeks. They just left at the end of last week. So I will try to get that done by next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. That's wonderful. Yay.
Congratulations on having a long family visit.
Yeah. It was great. It was really great. We actually sat some evenings, all of us in the living room, reading, each of us reading our own books. Reading together.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. That's great. I'm sorry, I skipped personnel. Jane?
Okay. I had just heard from Deb, so I'm going to be getting in touch with Jim and Sue. Just if we're going to be able to maybe sometime next week arrange a Zoom meeting that's convenient for all of us, because it's time to talk about salaries and percent of increases for the budget for this next year. Okay, so I'll be sending out an email to everybody just to let you know. And other than that, nothing else from personnel.
Okay, thank you. Santina, Public Relations?
Nothing to report.
Okay, thank you. Unfinished business, solar energy. Thank you, Jane, for doing all that legwork.
Telling you. So I passed on to everyone the correspondence I've had with Ampion. Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope everybody got it and had a chance to take a look at it. I was able to get the names of the libraries that have signed on. None of them have been with the with Sal's, but I was able. I sent out a correspondence to all six libraries. To four of the six, because two of them were downstate and they were like Mamaroneck, very large libraries. And I was more concerned with smaller non-city libraries. And only one got back to me and we had a very nice conversation. They signed on in November. She said they got their first the card, the Visa card. But the system hasn't kicked in yet. So I spoke to Karina and she had said it usually takes about 4 months before everything goes into, gets set up. The one thing that she told me, I remember, I don't know how many of you remember that meeting when that woman came and spoke to us about solar community. I don't know, was that 3 years ago? 4 years ago, and it was a concern because of the billing and trying to figure out the billing and everything. Well, now the governor had passed the consolidated billing law, I guess, whatever. And anyway, it's going to be all on one bill if you decide to go with it. It makes it very simple with the credit. And it just would come off of that bill. A concern I had, because she said we couldn't get into a farm if we chose to do it until September or October. And I wanted to make sure that the farm they were going to put us on, I was curious, was the one they're talking about putting in Galway, because I feel that that's a bone of contention with people in the community. And when I asked her, she said, no, the farm we were going to be assigned to, if we choose to do this, was in Wilton. So I felt that that was good. It took us out of the controversy that's going on in Galway.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but who has a radio or something in the background? It's got to be somebody who has their mic open. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Muted themselves.
Right. The other thing is that if we chose to do this, everybody should have seen that Deb gave me two bills to give to them. I did. She worked it up, and I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood we would save like $700 a year. But that was based on those two bills. And I know Deb had said December's bill was high, and she didn't know if that was going to be, you know, something out of the ordinary or ordinary. So we can't just, you know, go by that 700 if that's what, you know, we're looking at. How much are we going to save? If you sign on with them, you have to wait. I just want to make sure. Is it 5 or 6 months to cancel? I believe it's 6 months cancellation. You have to give them 6 months notice, but then you can get out of, you know, the system. So I don't know. Go ahead.
I have a question, or just a comment. I remember that presentation. We were in the new library, and there were two issues. One was needing to use the credit card, and the other was we didn't have a year's worth of bills yet.
Okay.
So how was it decided to base the savings on just a couple of months' worth?
I just needed some numbers to go by to bring to this meeting rather than give her a year's worth of our information. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. And I'm sorry, what was the first question? Because we're just going to get billed like we do now from National Grid. It's okay. Just going to be on that one bill, so you just pay by check just like we do now.
Well, that's good.
That was another question. Positive.
Oh, we must have a year's worth of bills of the new building.
Yeah, we do. And I can, you know, have Deb give me a year's worth to give them to her to have her work up, you know, a different number. But I just wanted to get some idea based on our usage. And the other thing too is that they have two categories. And wait a minute, I'm sorry, I have to go into my notes. I'm sorry. They call it an anchor subscription, and that's for high users, or a non-anchor subscription. And we fall into the non-anchor, which is the good thing, because anchor subscriptions, you have to stay with them for 10 years. You can't back out. With the non-anchor, it's 6 months. But she said we definitely come under the non-anchor.
Okay, so even if it's a little bit higher than the average of
those two months, it would still be non-anchor.
Okay.
So my question, you know, so is there anything you want me to ask her, any additional, and do you want to have Deb send me this 12 months that I'll pass on, or what, you know, what do we want to do at this point? When I spoke to the woman in Cuba, New York, she had said she signed on for the same reasons we were considering signing on, saving money and to, you know, help the environment. mm-hmm. you know, they felt it for that reason they wanted to get involved. And then I had said to her, you know, I was surprised that the New York Library Association was, you know, got this involved. And she said, well, she, her understanding is that they're involved because for everyone in the library system who subscribes, they get $100 gift card. So, just so you're aware. Anyway, right, comments, I'm looking for what Jane? You want me to do next.
Well, I have a couple of comments. I mean, since we looked at this initially, right now I'm on the fence, I have to tell you. Initially, I was all for this, and part of it certainly was to save money and because of the environment. But the more I read about this, there are huge environmental issues with solar farms that have not yet been solved nor regulated. So NIMBY kind of thing. Well, it's not in our, maybe it won't be in our backyard, but if we're getting it, it's in Wilton's backyard. The whole issue of what happens to those panels, how are they disposed of, what is leaching into the ground. So I have to say that I have some really serious concerns about the whole idea.
Okay, let's hear from others. This is when you get to chime in.
Since the one in Galway is adjacent to my property, I'm kind of biased. I don't mind using power from Wilton, but I don't want them building one next to me. And it's very selfish. I mean, I'm not...
But this decision won't affect whether or not that gets built, will it, Jim?
No, it won't. But I'm just saying. I'm a little biased on the yeah. on the whole. I mean, I can feel for people in other areas where, you know, you've. Well, I don't want to, comes it may come across political, and I can understand other areas and how they feel, but we're here to be financially responsible, and if we were really saving money, I guess for the library, I'd have to say, yeah, we ought to do it. But if the environmental impact is not as clear and clean as it should be, then that gives me pause to say, well, maybe not.
The benefit to the library is what, about a 10% reduction in our power bill?
Yeah, more or less.
Not that 10, okay. And the power bill is something like 700 a month?
It was running around 700, right, that we sent. And then last month was 800, right?
Okay. No, it's up around 1100.
Ooh.
That's why you have to look at the whole year's worth of bill.
Yeah.
Because of climatic changes or weather changes.
That and they raised the rates at the end of the year.
Okay, you mean...
across the board, not just for the library.
National Grid has raised their
yes.
rates.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Which would suggest a greater saving.
Correct, but it's not as much in the
okay.
the other month.
If we do this thing, the power will still be delivered over National Grid lines.
Oh, yeah.
Physically, there'll be no difference here. It's just the source of the energy.
Right, and where is National Grid? Are we buying hydro from Canada? Where are we getting our... Don't they have that broken down on the bill? We have solar, so I don't know.
They may. I don't think I've ever looked at it.
Well, that's because a mixture of hydropower from the St. Lawrence River, nuclear power plants, probably still has some old coal around, natural gas-fired combined cycle power plant. That's a mixture.
Yeah, so that begs the question. There's an environmental impact.
Yeah, what
regardless.
Theoretically, what does National Grid stop doing if we got enough, if the more solar energy is still developed? So maybe there'll be, Jim, there'll be less waste someplace else. Less coal, coal fly ash to dispose of in Oswego.
Yeah, wouldn't, I suspect.
It's a very complicated question.
When they assign you a particular farm, it doesn't really matter what farm they assign you to, because you're not, probably not drawing power yourself from that farm.
But the developers probably want to have people who are committed to that particular farm,
right?
To assure their market for their solar energy, and National Grid is forced thereby to provide all the makeup, because the sun doesn't shine at night, and so National Grid still has to have some other kind of generating equipment online to provide the lights right now, or the electric heat right now. It's really unfair to the utility companies like National Grid. It imposes extra expenses on them, and the solar folks sell their services based upon state subsidies. And that 10% is coming out of the state, or most of it is. So we taxpayers as individuals are contributing to that.
So you have to wonder why more libraries aren't participating. Why are no other libraries in this area participating in this kind of thing? Or are they participating under some other, agency?
What does Sal say? Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, it sounds like what I'm hearing is that there's no
consensus.
I want to say that we're not in a place to make a decision about this. So what information, and I would also pose the question, if let's just say someone gave us money and they said, okay, this is for you to put in your own solar, for the library to have a solar bank in the back there. I mean, would we not do that because of environmental impact, or would we look at there's going to be environmental impact, whatever power you're getting, and we're going to do it, and so there's a lot to think about here. It's become.
Or if we put in our own solar collectors, then we get into reverse metering. It's right. a whole different world, because we would have to sell our excess energy back to Niagara Mohawk, who would want to buy it at a very low price compared to what they sell their energy to us.
And basically, then we get it back, buy it back in the.
Then you have
it's like get it back in the winter when we don't have as much sun. So it's like.
And we'd also be faced with the issue of what do you do with them in 10 years or whatever. Again, since everything I read lately, I wasn't aware of this. Maybe some of you folks were, about the composition of these panels and the materials that they're made of in the. And the concern about what it does then if you leave them on the ground or whatever, even the runoff. Nothing is ever simple.
All right. So how do
so
we
do you want to just put this on hold until we get more information? Do you want me to get more
information from Ambient? Is there a reason to get more information? Do we ask Jane to do this and then no?
From my point, it would be information about, again, the environmental impacts. And I don't know how long that's going to be before we actually know that. And also, I'd be curious to know if there are other libraries that are doing this in our area. And if they're not, why not? Do they know something we don't know? Or are we just leaders in looking for ways to save money.
Well, I think too that we, you know, under the new budget, I think Hochul has a lot of money, and a lot of money is going to be directed towards alternative energy. Mm-hmm. So whether that benefits us through this or some other way, maybe down the road, I don't know. But again, with this also, we would only need 6 months to pull out at any mm-hmm. time if we wanted to. So, mm-hmm.
yeah.
So I'm still waiting. Is there anything you want, you know, further you want me to do?
Sounds like we need a motion and a vote.
Do we want to look at a year's worth of what, how much based on the last year, let's say January through December?
That would be helpful, but if the board wouldn't even consider doing this, then
yeah, then why are we having them do the work?
Right. And you?
I don't. For me, if you're going to be saving money, where's the downside? I mean, I think Arlene's concerns are important to explore. There's never an easy answer to all mm-hmm. these things you want to do. They try to sell it to you that way, but it doesn't mean it's true. And solar energy is probably the same. However, if the site is already built, I don't know why it harms for us to save the equivalent of basically a month of electric.
Okay, how do others feel about that? Think about that, excuse me. Is there anyone willing to look more at the environmental impact and bringing us that information? I mean, I don't know where to go with this at all. It sounds like
I'd like to make a motion to table until next month, and that'll give us all time to think more about it.
Okay. Thank you.
You need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, I heard Sue and Jim, but I'll give it to Arlene and Sue here. Okay, table till next month. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? All right. Motion carried. Thank you. All right. On to new business. Approval to hire sub-clerk Grace Van Omeren.
Make a motion to approve the appointment of Grace as sub-clerk.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Jim, any discussion? I know Deb shared with me, she thinks she's great. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. All right, next is to set the election date for June 8th, 2 to 6 p.m. Motion to set that date?
So move.
I'll second.
Sue, any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. I thought by law we have to be open for 6 hours. That was always the law. Has it changed, Deb?
Actually, I think I meant to write 8. Sorry.
Okay, July 8th?
No.
Until
8 hours.
Oh, till 8. June 8th till 8 p.m.
I'm okay. Sorry.
2 p.m.
So, thanks for
I was thinking that we were, and then I looked and I realized, no, we're not.
Thanks for catching that, Arlene. So. Yeah. Can we stay with Jim with the motion to set the election date June 8th, 2 to 8 p.m. And second, Sue?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. Thank you, Arlene, for catching that. Director's personal day on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2022.
Sue makes motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Arlene.
Arlene, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. And acceptance and signing of the JA agreement. Everybody get a look at that?
June 8th.
I'll make a motion. We accept the agreement and direct our president, Kate Labar, to sign it for the library.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Okay, that was Arlene and Jane. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. Okay. Any other comments?
I have a comment.
Or otherwise, yeah.
Jane, thank you for the work you've done on the solar thing.
It's got to be
very frustrating. You put all this time into it, and then you bring it before the board, and the board says, "I don't know."
It's a big decision.
Well, thank you for all your effort.
And that
I want to contact her anyway, and just tell her that we're not prepared to make a decision yet, but I will also ask her about some of the environmental concerns. I understand it's big business and, you know, her views are slanted, but I'll just see what she has to say. And then maybe I'll do a little reading on my own to present next month.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane. Good work. I think that goes for all of us to kind of start to mull this over a little. All right.
Yeah, well, it's a little hard too with the time change. The 3 hours all of a sudden is like, I mean, all of a sudden she was calling me at 6:30 in the morning here because it's 9:30 her time.
Well, I don't know, Jane, for that, because you're in California. I don't know if I feel bad for you.
Sorry. Yeah, it was a look of the sympathy.
Poor Jane.
Not looking for sympathy.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for showing up tonight. And I think we can take a motion to adjourn at 7:33.
So moved.
Jane.
Sue seconds.
Sue second. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
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 Any opposed or abstaining? All right. We are adjourned. Aye. Thank you.
Stay safe, everybody.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Artist.
Okay.
Bye. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.